your voice.
For example, gun rights.
It does matter.
You gotta have a rattle behind that saber.
I'm kind of concerned that the government is
the place
putting more and more restrictions on our lives.
To speak your mind. News and talk now with John and Jay. The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
So, a shaman blessed Jay before this show, so we'll see if it has any effect.
Yeah, I did.
How did this happen?
This was an Uber ride yesterday on the way to South Lake Tahoe. I picked up a shaman at the South Lake Tahoe, or at the airport, and took him to South Lake.
And he,
he's from Colombia.
What was the blessing? What was the procedure like? Was it?
It wasn't like a procedure. He didn't lay me down and do anything. It was more of just.
I hope not.
It was more of just pull along the side of the lake and
my gosh, Jay, the people you
that's
meet.
Why you're texting me right now. I'm telling you.
We'll see if it works.
Just this week alone, I mean, we've got some huge shows lined up in the future. But boy, speaking of huge shows, so.
Well, today we have our Nevada legislature update and conversation segment with one of the lawmakers.
That starts today.
Yes, it's our What Did They Do and What Are They Going to Do in the Legislature 15-minute segment that is now every Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And this Saturday, today, local Assemblyman P.K. O'Neill, who serves District 40. That's Carson City story, part of Washoe County. He's coming on with us at 10 o'clock for a segment and clue us in. They are doing stuff there.
PK is a good dude. I'm excited to see him again.
Yeah, awesome. And so otherwise, it's us in phone calls. And our phone number is 775-884-9910. You can call on anything.
Yes, this morning for sure. We have got lots of time to talk to you.
Has to be local.
Yes, has to be local, has to be relevant and interesting. So we would love to hear from you. As John mentioned, that number 775-884-9910. You can find us on Facebook as well. You can send us messages on Messenger. And another thing you can do is go and join us live anytime at 991fmtalk.com. John, it's time for some news and comment this morning.
Yes, folks, comment if you'd like. And there's a lot of news, of course. Hoaxers played havoc with our local schools this week, calling in false reports of active shooters. Bogus calls on Thursday forced school districts to go on high alert across the state. In our area, Douglas and Churchill County school districts were pranked. Elsewhere, Elko, Nye, Clark County's got the calls. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office got one reporting a school shooting in beautiful Genoa. Then all Carson Valley schools were put on lockdown. In Fallon, police got reports and put all the schools there on lockdown. Kids in class were told to get in corners away from windows. Parents were terrified when they heard the rumors. This is playing on people's love for their children. Shame on the people who did this. School attendance then was down the day after on Friday.
I can imagine.
Because people are afraid.
Well, it's mass hysteria. Again, you know, like I just told somebody this week, you know, again, John, there's so many things here. It's scaring the next generation. It really is. If you think about it, this next generation of kids are going to be the ones who grew up with all these school shootings. They're going to be the ones who are scared of guns and gun rights and stuff like that. I mean, it's really just...
Well, no thanks to the media, which really plays up the fears.
Well, of course
they do. And does it
in
such an inflammatory way of reporting. Anyway, nobody was hurt. I hope technology gives us... or will give us a way to accurately pinpoint these calls so we can get these losers. I'm surprised there isn't a way already.
Well, we can pinpoint in sparks a gunshot within 30 feet. We should be able to pinpoint these kind of people.
I know, exactly. Sirens and flashing lights were racing down 580 South a quarter after 7 o'clock last night. A
literally
very bad rollover injury crash. Looks like it involved four vehicles. Shut down the Mount Rose Highway by Hertz Boulevard near the Summit Mall. Mount Rose Highway was closed by the mall for much of the night. There were injuries, but no specifics yet.
I can say that last night, my girlfriend showed up. I live down by the Summit Mall, by the roundabout going up towards Virginia City. Yeah. And last night, my girlfriend showed up at my house about 7 o'clock, and we started going up north And
was she out of breath and had some scuff marks?
No, no. Oh my gosh, John!
I'm just, I'm not.
I just got off the air at 6. What do you think I am, an animal? Anyway, anyways, so I have to wait till at least 8. Anyway, so as we drive up the 395 north, going to get food at Cane's. Oh my gosh, I've never seen. Literally, I don't think I've ever seen that many emergency vehicles driving one direction. I even said to myself, like, man, if somebody was really like. Man, now's the time to go rob somewhere or something like that. You know, it would be this. Well, I'm serious. Like, that many
cars.
Is
that the way your mind works?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying if there was, like, a distraction made. See what I mean? Like it would be easy. Like, now would be the time. Like, hey, there's not a lot of officers. Everybody, it seemed like every. I don't know if it was every RPD, sheriff. I know every highway patrol. At least 9 vehicles passed me between, you know, the mall and the Summit Mall.
Well, so. they might have, the reports that came in might have been a lot more severe than what was actually there, and I can see why that could happen.
Well, I want to know because, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, I'm looking at a couple pictures from the crash, and you can see the cars look very mangled, so I wouldn't doubt if people were injured, if not, you know, other worse things. So let's just keep our fingers crossed everybody's safe, obviously, but that was quite the response, I got to say.
Well, of course, for the most insightful and intelligent reactions to this, I always depend on the discerning, astute, enlightened, and cultured people commenting on Reddit and how they reacted. And here are their comments about this tragic occurrence last night.
You went on Reddit about this accident?
I get on Reddit just to get mad. But anyway.
Boy, yeah, I guess you sent me that thing about Jessica Schneider recently.
So here are the comments about this tragic rollover crash after somebody on Reddit asked what happened. Here are the quotes.
Ingenuous?
There we go. Indigenous person was driving with a broken taillight.
Indigenous
person was driving with a broken taillight. Here's another. A new donut shop opened. One person rightfully objected to that one, and the reply was, that's okay. Sometimes humor is like food. Not everyone gets it, you know.
Oh, wow.
Somebody then explained the comment, saying, quote, cops are historically said to eat donuts. I grew up watching fat cops eat donuts in cartoons. Okay, and here's a critique on Reddit. Quote, it seems like an over-response. They live for over-responding until you need them. Another quote. The way cops speed on 35-mile-per-hour streets blowing through cross signs without yielding is alarming. Even scarier to see that they're responding to a call where dozens of other emergency vehicles are already present. These are the comments. These are people who live here. One of the wrecked cars was a Mini Cooper, and one genius wrote, quote, why a car like a Mini Cooper when there are so many safer, more fuel-efficient options available?
Oh, my God.
Another nuclear scientist, quote, wait till AI bots start calling cops and reporting fake bomb threats. But the cops will probably like that if they have to destroy an innocent person's home and try out their new tactical destructo urban tank weapon system. Our tax dollars well spent.
That's the most liberal thing I've ever
heard. Oh my gosh, this is disgraceful. No,
keyboard
police
warriors.
And fire crews and ambulances, they rushed to the scene at night to help people in their time of need while you were sitting at home being negative and insulting you entitled nitwits. And it's not just Reddit. These people are here living in our town. I don't know where they came from.
You know,
but they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I almost bet you if you go on, like, even like to the Facebook pages of news outlets,
that's
and
snarky,
go read the story, that's the kind of stuff
negativity.
That's out there.
Exactly.
Well, you know,
what are we raising in this country?
That's what I'm saying is that there are so many keyboard warriors, not only just in this town, but in the world alone.
But we had nothing like this. When I was a kid.
Well, we didn't have the internet, you know, like they're trolls. That's what that is. That's a troll.
It's
right?
It's like, a behavioral change, which is so distressing.
Like, it's terrible. But
this
you
is
know,
your reaction, not concern for the people hurt or anything like that. It's an opportunity to make jokes. And I've seen worse on Reddit.
I would never make a joke about it. I can tell you, like, as just being an honest person, the first initial thing that always comes to mind when I hear about crashes in that area and whatnot is there's kids racing. I worry about that. But this might not be that. See, that's what my assumption goes to. But that's not going to be for sure. It could be someone, literally a dog ran out in front of them and they swerved and hit another car in that chain reaction. So I'm just saying your mind always goes to something, but you don't have to like totally blurt it out if it's rude.
Well, we have a lot of dark minds in town. It's shameful, really is. Oh, look at this. We accomplished reading two stories and it's time for a break.
I like that.
We used to do a whole newscast, 8 stories in 15, one break.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We got more stories coming up, but we do have to take a break. John Potter with Jay Biggs, phone number 775-884-9910. All local this morning.
That's right.
Every Saturday.
The phone lines are open. Make sure you join us. And we do have a podcast as well. You can simply go on to 991fmtalk.com, go to the contact drop down and click podcast. And right there, you can check out this episode and any other retro episodes of Live and Local with John and Jay. So as John said, we're going to be right back here. It's 991 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
News and talk.
My gas bill this month is insane.
What are they? Spy balloons from China? UFOs from outer space?
Now with John and Jay.
I'm kind of concerned that the government is putting more and more restrictions in our lives.
The Weekend, live and local.
You got to have a rattle behind that saber.
On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Well, I like those rejoiners. They're brand new.
Who are those voices? Where are the sabers?
One of them was talking about the government not trustworthy. What do you know? It's almost like a sound bit from me. Anyways, it's live and local with John and Jay right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. And we are covering the news and comment section of the show so far this morning. And John, it's been interesting.
775-884-9910. Continuing with what's up in the news. I noticed this as I was biking over. When NDOT usually says something, it really doesn't happen right away. But they're actually doing it when they said they would do it, which is impressive.
What is this?
It's the huge restriping project. I say huge because they're restriping the lanes in the middle of the busiest highway section in northern Nevada.
Well, it's like Lizzo says, it's about damn time. Let me tell you what. This is the truth, John. You know, because my car has that self-driver on it. And as
now,
long,
the self-driving cars depend on these stripes,
they do.
Right?
They absolutely do. And through areas like that, not that I'm complaining I have to hold my steering wheel, because I always do anyways. I just don't trust it totally. But it's nice to have in case, you know, you drop something or you need to look at something. If you're driving Uber or whatever real quick, it'll take control for you. But those lines are all over the place to where, like, even at night, now they, at least last night, even when I was driving, I was thinking to myself, man, these lines are so faded. You don't know, you know, if you're going to be in the right lane with the right person. Everybody's just kind of taking a guess at night.
Well, what about people riding in a self-driving car, like reading the paper in the passenger seat? And they encounter sections of 580 and 395 where there are no more right lines anymore. What does the car do?
Well, a car like mine doesn't have autopilot necessarily. Like a Tesla knows the actual road. So it will.
What, the GPS?
GPS will know the road and keep you going. My car just goes by lines. So for instance, right, like someone can, from the spaghetti bowl, if you got on 80 going westbound, in a Tesla, you could literally set it to go to Sacramento and it'd go. My car, it will do the same thing, but I have to get in either the middle or the far left lane, because if the lane starts breaking to go off to the right to take exits, it gets confused because there's lines breaking. So I can go over into that far left lane and hit my cruise control and
well,
pretty much just sit back if I want to.
Anyway, they're fixing it today. On 580 and 395, right at 80, from now until 5, NDOT crews are restriping those lanes.
Good.
I just drove it yesterday, and they're right. People are right. There are sections where there's no lines at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's kind of terrifying.
I am kind of surprised, though, that they're not doing that during the night. They usually do everything during, like, between midnight and 5 or something, you know, when it's
Yeah, you're right, but at least they're doing it Saturday when
I'm good with this.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
They say avoid the spaghetti bowl right now. Find alternate routes. They say detour signs are posted. Yeah, I saw those. This is a very important delayed already job they have to do. Now, NDOT says they couldn't repaint the white lines earlier because of the colder winter temperatures. But I'm sure you noticed the white lines on 395 and 580, especially between Adi and Villanova in the Spaghetti Bowl, are gone. You may have seen a shadow of the white lines here and there. They're just very hard to follow.
I'm looking at right now. I'm taking a look at the Spaghetti Bowl.
Nothing there.
And no, it's actually...
Well, no traffic, but no crews either. So
yeah,
they'll get to it. Anyway, they're also installing traffic counting devices on the highway to have good car counts and devices that monitor traffic, okay? They have done a lot of work on the Spaghetti Bowl over the past year, like another lane going from eastbound 80 to southbound 580. But again, what's funny to me, like the last huge project there about 15 years ago when they tore up the whole 80 in front of the Nugget, they have not ever widened westbound 80 to southbound 580.
Yes, it's okay, still, I was just going to say, it's that still little hook.
It's still that little white of one lane tight loop that that backs up every rush hour. This is the biggest trouble spot there, and everything else is widened. But if you widen 80 like they have, you're compressing even more lanes into one. You're making the situation worse. I don't know.
It's, yeah, well, I mean, I think those, I mean, okay, well, that connector there, if you think about it, John, just knowing kind of like the area, you could actually, how would I say, over towards Trident Way and where the Rail City is, mm-hmm. you could move the freeway over maybe more. Because, I mean, if you go
tell
to like,
them.
Well... Well, we had, but wasn't the Sparks mayor? Wasn't he part of the RTC commission? So maybe he's listening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but yeah, that
it
is a little
be
weird.
In the plans of the future. I don't know. I'm just, I've been back since, what, 2001.
And it's still the same
they
exit.
They keep tearing it up, and that's the one thing they just don't do. All right. Aside from that, our Reno fire chief. Dave Cochran just received an ethics violation. This is over that TV commercial he did wearing a uniform badge and pins in front of a government-issued fire truck.
Me and you and
which
Blake.
Has a seal on it, while endorsing Senator Catherine Cortez Masto for re-election. He now has to undergo ethics training. The ad ran for 2 weeks during the campaign, which Masto won. Channel 4's Joe Hart was on our show, and he told us what I've heard from many others, that Chief Cochran is a good man. He is not an election rules expert. Catherine Cortez Masto and her team definitely are election rules experts.
So they played him?
And they know better. I feel he was used.
Oh, man.
Politics is a sneaky game. And I think they knew what they were doing. They were so desperate because remember that race was so tight. They were so desperate to get that on, even if it was for 2 weeks. But Chief Cochran, I think, was a victim of this.
Well, you
good
know,
guy.
That's unfortunate.
Chose the wrong candidate, but still a good guy.
Well, okay, yeah, but also, I don't know, man. At this point, it's almost like do and ask for forgiveness later. So
well,
if that did help, she
that's
won.
That's what the campaign was thinking.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Well, I mean, so he's got to go through ethics training. He's been disbarred or
why
whatever.
Why can't we
from
put
the...
Catherine Cortez Masto in ethics training? And your campaign advisors.
Yes.
You know?
Her advisors and stuff. They're the ones who, well, yes, Cochran also has to do it as well. I get it, because he made the decision. No one forced him to do that, put a gun to his head and said, hey, you have to be on Catherine's commercial. So, you know, whatever. But at the same time, I think that, you know, like you said, Catherine should also have to undergo these kind of, because...
Or the chief of her campaign
something.
At the least. All right, we're coming up on Fox News now.
We've got a couple minutes.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Well, I got to get into Nevada lawmakers and the legislature. That's going to take a bit more time.
Right. Well, how about this? Let's talk about this real quick. 2 minutes.
How about the Oakland A's thing?
Well, the A's, yeah, I was going to say the Super Bowl, too. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah. Saw the Super Bowl.
What did you think? I got to ask
we
you.
We haven't talked since the Super Bowl, you and I?
It was last Sunday.
I guess we haven't.
Yeah,
it seems like it was weeks ago.
I know it does. Well, that's because we've been hearing, you know, from all the people who are racist against Rihanna.
So
right?
What'd you think? First off, I was surprised there were no beer commercials. There was maybe one. It used to be the Super Bowl was all Pepsi and Budweiser.
Right.
And I don't know if it's a new PC world or what, but I couldn't believe it. There was the alcohol was kind of disappeared from the ads. It was just about everything else.
Yeah, it's it. Well, I will say I didn't pay much attention to the Super Bowl just because I, and of course I'm a Chiefs fan, but that's just because I'm a Kansas City guy. I tell everybody this. I don't like the game of football. I don't enjoy it.
I don't either. It's funny. I've never met another guy who says that. I think it's a terrible waste of time to spend Sunday watching 4 hours.
I mean, but, you know, we all have our things we like.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm the kind of guy who will watch the WWE. And, you know, and that's a waste of time because it's fake fighting is what people say, right? So anyways, what I'm trying to say is that the game itself, from what and I thought this was the most interesting thing. I was talking to Uber riders all week long about this, how last week we talked about how they did the AI breakdown of the game.
Yeah.
And they thought it was going to possibly go into overtime and going to be super close. And what did it do?
It was
down
close
to the last second.
Yes.
So yeah. I kept monitoring the game via going, hey, Google, what's the game? What's the score of the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. That's how I monitored the game through the whole way. And at the very end, I saw, oh, my gosh, we've caught back up. This is going to be dramatic. I should probably watch, you know. And so I tuned into like Fox for like the last 5 or 6 seconds of the game.
Okay.
So that's all I got out of that. But hey, Kansas City, I got some bragging rights.
It was interesting. I mean, it was a close game. That makes it interesting and everything. I would have loved to have been in a sports book, and I just love the energy and the reactions of people. I once saw a close Super Bowl. I can't remember which game it was at the Cal Neva sports book. Now, these are people who bet their bottom dollar on games. These are the gamblers who can't afford
to
gamble.
The Bob D's of the world.
Man, when their team did something wrong, they'd throw tables, they'd scream.
Wow.
Somebody would cry. And when it went their way, they would cheer like nobody else could do.
Well, there is all those viral videos.
That's
a free show. The people that get upset their team loses and hits their TV and breaks their television. There's all those viral videos out about that.
The halftime show, I didn't mind it. I like her music.
Really?
I think she could have looked a lot better than she did. I mean what a terrible
pregnant
thing to wear and the hair and all that, but it was all right.
I thought the visual of everything was really cool, how they had the floating stages, but as far as her,
it was okay.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't Beyonce doing another Black Panther dance, so there we go.
This woman has always impressed me. She was 16 years old around there when she had her first hit, and she's worked hard, and I respect people who work that hard. This woman has had like 35 hits.
You know? Rihanna?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that. That's good work culture to me.
I guess so.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right. So
let's break for Fox News.
Time for
and
that.
We'll be back. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. John Potter with Jay Biggs.
All right, we'll be back right here on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You're on the all-new Live and Local with John and Jay
all
right
new
here. Well, it's I have to say something after those rejoins. Craig, it's our producer down in Carson City. Are you there, sir?
I am here.
Hey, when did we get these? Are these brand new?
Yeah, Jerry produced them this week. So, everything coming
awesome
out of the breaks into the show is brand new.
I love that. It's a gift from our own Jerry Evans.
Yeah,
so
Jerry is one heck of a producer. I mean, he does a lot of our own production, in-house production.
He's been in radio for what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm constantly amazed I'm still employed.
Yeah, right. Whatever. You just got to start making more commercials, John. That's it.
They'll get wise.
Anyways. All right. Well,
thanks, Craig. More news, folks. Let's get into the Nevada legislature. Nevada lawmakers, mostly the Democrats, are pushing for a new state holiday in this session of the legislature, and it would be on June 19th. That
is Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. That's what's known as Juneteenth, a day that marks the end of slavery in the U.S. Like Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it would be a legal paid state holiday. Those testifying in support of the bill, which is AB 31, said there is not enough awareness of slavery in the past. Really?
You got to be kidding me.
The new holiday would mean a paid day off for government workers. Most Nevada cities already observe the day. Reno, Sparks, North Las Vegas, and Henderson all give their employees the day off on June 19. Nevada, now, yes?
Well, I just got to, this might be a completely wrong question, but are there any people that were literally in slavery that are still alive?
All I can say is I...
Well, no, I want to know this. Like, do you think there are people that were slaves
no,
that
not
still
at all.
Alive anymore?
And in school, it's certainly in all the books and certainly was not ignored like some people think it is. It's part of U.S. history. It's a big part of U.S. history, and it's never been hidden. What? Oh, we got a call.
Okay. Yeah, we do actually.
Well, let me finish this story anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nevada Assemblywoman Pat Spearman said, quote, "When you talk about Juneteenth, you're talking about acknowledging a part of American history," unquote. We have acknowledged it, in my lifetime at least. President Biden made the first step, signing legislation that recognizes June 19th as Juneteenth National Independence Day.
Nice. All right. All right. So we're going to go to the lines now. We've got Paul on the phone, and he is here to talk with us this morning on Live and Local about UNR volleyball. Now, Paul, are you the guy who we've had on the show before, or are you his father?
Yes, I was the one on the show with you a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Because I know your dad is the he's the beverage manager down there at the Raley's on Mount Rose, right?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So tell us about the team, though. Because we had you on before, and are you guys starting to play? Are things going well? Like, what's going on with you guys at UNR Volleyball right now?
Yeah, we've been, our season started just 3-4 weeks ago, right at the end of January, calling in, because today we've got a couple of home games at the university. Wanted to, remind everybody about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what time do those games start?
I start at 2:30 for the men's. It's 2:30 is UNR versus St. Mary's.
Nice. Okay. And so is there? I believe you said. Maybe I'm wrong. Aren't these games free to attend?
Yes, exactly. It's attendance is there's no cost to get in. It's at the Virginia Street Gym.
So it's right at UNR, right? Basically smack dab in the middle, right?
Pretty much. It's right off the location of the game is right off Virginia Street. That's why it's called the Virginia Street Gym.
Awesome. Okay.
Right, man, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder of that, Paul. And of course, I want to say congratulations up front, but you know what? Obviously, you guys got luck on your side. You got your home team advantage here today. So I just want to give you guys the best of luck possible. And call us and let us know if you guys win and how far you're going with your season. We'd love to keep updates with UNR men's volleyball here on 99.1 for sure.
Great.
All right, cool. Well, good luck and everything, Paul. You take care of yourself, brother.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thanks. Once again, phone number 775-884-9910. Folks, the Oakland A's are ratcheting up their efforts to move their team to Nevada, Las Vegas, of course, and have hired several big-name lobbyists to make that happen. Apparently, their efforts to get Oakland to pay for a new waterfront stadium don't seem to be paying off. So they're looking to see if they can get a Raiders-type deal from Nevada.
Hold on a minute. Oakland wants to build like a waterfront coliseum, kind of like the Giants?
In Oakland.
Like the Giants. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So it can get destroyed.
Okay.
That'll literally end up being a home for a BLM rally.
Well, they were attracted here because they saw what the sweet deal the Raiders got. They're looking to see if they can get the same deal. Now, in Vegas and Nevada, hotel room taxes in Vegas raised $750 million to build Allegiant Stadium there. But Governor Lombardo has vowed not to increase any state taxes to help fund a stadium for the A's. Wow. But with the lobbyists, maybe somebody will. And there are already three finalist sites being considered for a $1 billion A's
Bless you, Craig.
Stadium in Vegas. Number one, where the Rio Hotel Casino is now. Second, the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. And third, the area by the Tropicana Hotel Casino. And with the lobbyists, boy, they seem to get their way too many times.
You know, it might happen. Maybe right across the street from Mandalay, where they have that, where they were going to do that big Ferris wheel, and they just have those two poles sticking up that were supposed to be part of that. That whole section is, it's right by the airport, though. So
I think the Rio Hotel location is a great idea. I think that's a good location. But I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
Right. Okay, many Washoe County parents have been saying they want their voices heard when it comes to their kids' education and school. In response, Superintendent Susan Enfield has set up a Family Action Committee. It will consist of 40 parents who will meet with the superintendent several times a year, twice this year. They will be chosen by the school district, which is primarily looking for parents of special ed, multilingual, homeless, and those on free or reduced lunch programs. So this is more for parents of kids who need some extra help. It does not look like a group with parents who would question policies and what their kids are taught. No comments about why they don't expel the violent, disruptive kids allowed, is what I'm thinking. But if you're interested, applications are open until next Friday, and you can find them online. Google Washoe Family Action Committee.
You know, hold on. Speaking of kids here in Nevada, did you see that recently, hopefully I say this right, Assembly Majority Leader Sandra Juregui, is that how you say your last name? I believe it is.
Mm.
And Juregui or something like that. Anyways, she is drafting up a bill that's going to make breakfast and lunch free to every student in Nevada until 2025. Did you hear about this, John?
There's a bill facing the legislature
right now, yeah. So okay. Basically what she's saying is that the state's invested $75 million for free meals. And so she's thinking that $53 million to provide free breakfast and free lunch to every single student in Nevada, which is the cost, is really not that big of a dip into our...
Yeah, and I'll have to say this. It makes the process simpler. There's so many hassles with who qualifies, and then somebody didn't get their lunch when they were supposed to, and it does streamline and simplify in a way. I don't know.
Well, she says they've allocated $2 billion so far, so $53 million is just a small amount to add.
It's well,
what they're
it's
already
small,
investing
but...
in Nevada students.
Oh, well. Also in the news, in case you didn't see it on the local newscasts, there's a robot waiter now at the E.G. Noodle House restaurant on Dumonte Ranch Parkway. Every newscast I saw was pretty giddy showing the robot waiter, and the customers seemed to be happy about it. The out-of-work waiters watching at home, probably not so much.
I hate to say this, but you could stiff him on a tip.
Well,
do
you tip a robot waiter?
Well,
I don't think you do.
I don't know. Maybe it's like one of those Kitchen Nightmare episodes where you put the money into the waiter and they take it back to the owner or something. I don't know.
Well, you got to remember, you also tip your sushi chef too. So the robot is not the chef. So that's traditional.
Right, but
when you
always
sushi.
Tip the waiter.
I've never done that.
If you sit at the sushi bar, you do tip the sushi chef.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking about somebody in a private table.
Yeah. If I sit at a
waiter,
table, I still tip the chef. I still
well,
tip
good
the
for
chef.
You.
Yeah.
But
you're just a cheapskate, John, but we knew that.
But no, you're changing
Craig's
the
had
subject.
A job where he works on
we're
tips
talking
before,
about,
just like me.
We're talking about the waiter. I get some people tip in the chef. I get that. But the waiter,
right.
You don't tip a robot waiter as far as I know.
What does it look
oil.
Like? Now I've got to Google this thing. I've got to Google this thing now. Because...
Well, it doesn't have a face, you know, like the cat face one and the big circle eyes robot waiter that we've seen on the news before. This one is just a screen with text. If they do become more prevalent, I'm really going to miss the cheery, fun waitresses that I've known.
Oh
some
my
are,
gosh, look at
some
this
some are
thing.
Really special. It's just a iPad.
It is an iPad on a rolling...
On what looks like a treadmill.
It does look kind of like a treadmill. Yeah. That's funny. And it's got two, like, trays on it. Okay, well...
How does that cheer you up? Just...
You're just happy you don't have to interact with a person, I think, is what it's
saying. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah.
Don't have to interact with a person. I love that part.
I do, too. I am the kind of person that will go through the Walmart line and let the old person check me out for $500.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. I even say hello to the person at the front door as I come in.
Thank goodness the shaman blessed you.
Oh,
look
boy.
At you.
He's
you have such a
so
huge
much.
Heart.
That guy. All right. Well, let's
one
take
more
a
break. Yeah. Then we have the legislature news. And then, of course, after the 10 o'clock Fox News, we have our visiting Nevada lawmaker, and it's PK O'Neill, assemblyman, who is going to join us for one segment after the Fox News at 10. But we're going to continue the local news after the break. John Potter and Jay Biggs.
That's right. It's live and local. 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
I enjoy cooking with wine. Sometimes I put it in the food.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you hear? It's no longer called box wine. It's Card Bordeaux.
Card Bordeaux? I love that.
John Potter, Jay Biggs. All right, one more segment of the local news.
Hey, the wine thing, just real quick, did you know that you can take the Powerade sport caps off the top of the Powerade and they fit onto wine bottles that you can twist tops on?
How did you ever discover this?
Facebook.
I
discover
a
lot of stuff on Facebook.
Powerade caps. Okay, I'll save those.
Well, you know, I was thinking, my lady came over to my house the other day, and I had to literally go to the store specifically just to get a corkscrew because she brought over wine, but I don't drink.
I've done that many times.
Oh, my gosh.
I have like five of them now.
I don't know how I didn't have one.
No.
I was screwed.
I had the story on the air yesterday about the state prisons commissioner asking the Nevada legislature for a big boost in funding to address the aged condition of our jails. But they don't say jails anymore. Is that improper? I just noticed that.
Really?
Yeah, they don't say jails.
Are they, what, prisons? Or?
Prisons and some other PC term. I'll say jails. But anyway, he says a staff shortage in our prisons is severe, like a 60% vacancy rate. In Northern Nevada prisons. Something else about our prisons that has not received much notice. The state prison officials are going to shut down the Humboldt Conservation Camp in Winnemucca to move those officers to the Lovelock Correctional Center, which has a 45% staff vacancy rate. They also plan to move youth prisoners out of Lovelock to Warm Springs Correctional Center in Carson City. What's really scary was the part where the commissioner told lawmakers he expects the overall prisoner population to increase.
Well, yeah.
Even though they reduced the prison penalties for stealing in 2019 when the Democrats took over the legislature. Remember theft? They made it theft not a felony anymore until the value of the property is $1,200 or more. And he used to be stealing more than $3,500 was a Category B felony, punishable by up to 10 years in jail. Now, it's not a Category B felony unless they steal something worth $25,000.
You're kidding me.
This happened with Sisolak in 2019. Yeah.
So these people that walk into like a Walmart and take a 75-inch Vizio and walk out.
This is why the shoplifting is skyrocketing, because it's not a felony anymore unless you take more than 35.
What really blows my mind is those dash and goes that you can see all the time that they're doing on on YouTube. Just go and look at the dash and goes that happen. Like people will be in like a perfume store like Sephora and just standing there and like five or six people run in with masks on and just start grabbing every perfume possible, throwing them into bags. And people are just standing around like going, are we getting robbed right now?
Yeah. And it gets me. The stores don't allow their staff to stop it or do anything.
Well, no.
To deter it, I kind of get their viewpoint that, oh, it's a huge insurance bill.
Well, when I worked at Radio Shack, you remember that place?
Yes.
A long time ago, in the 90s, I remember a guy came in and asked the guy at the front counter, he goes, what's your best scanner? And he goes, oh, this one, you want to see it? And he's like, yeah. And he took it off the shelf behind him and handed it to him. And the guy just busted out the door and ran. And so my employee at the time did the same thing. He just busted out the door and started running at him. And he got in trouble. they let him go because he ran after the guy that stole the scanner.
I've heard that story many times. But some of these legislators are dumb. Folks, this is why aliens fly straight past us. They skip Earth when they hear stories like that.
Well, Shaman said he was an alien yesterday. He did. I'm serious.
But we have a very smart legislator who's joining us after Fox News, top of the hour.
Right.
And that is our Assemblyman, P.K. O'Neill, it's a new regular feature on the show that every Saturday at 10 a.m., our Nevada legislature update and conversation segment with one of the lawmakers. It's 15 minutes long. It's our what did they do and what are they going to do in the legislature segment. I got to pick a shorter name for that, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, maybe that shaman guy that said he was an alien, I should ask him if he came in on the Chinese spy balloons.
We haven't even touched on balloons, have we?
Yeah, well, we will. We've got lots. We've got a couple
not.
Hours.
Maybe not. I've heard way too much about them.
Yeah, it's been.
Stick around. Think up questions if you have them.
Yeah.
775-884-9910. And again, P.K. O'Neill, who serves District 40, Carson City Story, part of Washoe County, updating us on what is going on with the Nevada legislature this session.
Well, don't forget, we also have a Facebook page that you can go and check out. If we're not friends on Facebook, go and search for Live and Local John and Jay or 99.1 KKFT and friend us there. Another thing you can do is go to 991FMTalk.com and click the podcast tab and listen to this episode. About an hour after the end, producer Craig out there in Carson City takes care of it and puts it up for you. And you can listen to this and retro editions as well. So, all right, folks, everything's going to be live and local once again coming up here with our next segment. We've got it covered for you right here. 775-884-9910 is live and local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.